This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Bill O'Reilly, celebrity chef John Besh in New Orleans, Hollywood director James Toback, and of course, Harvey Weinstein. Millions paid in settlements and non-disclosure agreements, dozens and dozens of women saying those four men harassed and or assaulted them. It's an issue that's become especially focused on Hollywood and the entertainment industry, a subject Janice Min knows well. She used to be the editor and is now a part owner of The Hollywood Reporter. Janice, it's good to have you on.
Nice to be here.
When you were running The Hollywood Reporter, you have said there were inklings of Harvey Weinstein. You went after this story. Why were you unable to get it, do you think?
There are a lot of answers to that, but really the most basic one is nobody would go on the record. But even before we couldn't get people to go on the record, finding people at all, I felt like at times we were chasing ghosts. You knew about this. You heard about this. Lots of smoke, but we could never locate the fire. It was probably one of the most maddening reporting exercises we did my entire time I was there, and it drove us crazy.
I want to ask you about the culture of Hollywood in a minute, but there's a smaller set of that I think I need to touch on. None of this happened in a vacuum, right? There were agents who were sending young women to interviews with Harvey Weinstein. There were assistants who were facilitating.
Yep.
There was a network of enablers in Hollywood that helped this happen.
Yes. I mean, I don't want to be too hyperbolic here, but you know, I'm hearing also from people in town a lot of discomfort with the cover-up, the willful blind eye that was turned to all of this, that agents on the letterhead of their agencies, and let's remember Harvey Weinstein and his companies have been represented by CAA for a very long time, no longer right now, obviously, but that letterhead would go out to actresses saying, meet Harvey Weinstein, go to room, you know, 412 at the Peninsula, and, you know, you will have a one-on-one private meeting with him. If all these actresses, many of whom are, let's say, CAA clients or WME clients or any of these other agencies, had told their agents that after the time of their assault, which I believe many of them now say they did tell people privately, it's stunning to think that then you are basically sending woman after woman after woman into the lion's den.
What do you make of the men now who are coming out and saying, they're saying literally, I knew. Quentin Tarantino, again in the New York Times, talked to them for an hour and said, Mira Sorvino told me that this happened, and that was 20 years ago.
You know, it's amazing. I think nobody could really have ever imagined the scope of what was going on here and the sheer numbers. I think these men, and I think we've seen this in various places that we've traveled, just as individuals in our lives where someone, you know, says, oh, that person's kind of a, you know, shady character, or that person's kind of pervy, like, you know, and you might laugh about it, might make you uncomfortable, and it just sort of becomes the fabric of a place. And it's one of those things where I feel like Hollywood didn't want to know, for starters, but also that you are living with ugly furniture for so long, you just sort of accept it. And so, yes, we have the shock of the Harvey Weinstein allegations out now, but boy, I think there are so many more concentric circles that are going to implode as a result of this.
Do you think this is a transformational moment for this industry, which is by its very nature predatory, especially upon young women?
Oh, I mean, this whole town is built on you know, the abuse and exploitation of young women, right? And it's fear, right? Fear that you are going to be replaced, fear you're not going to get a job, fear that a producer, even a, you know, big, hairy, sweaty producer who wants you to give him a massage can ruin your career. I mean, that is the power dynamic here. I mean, I think if you ask women in town to raise your hand if you haven't been sexually harassed, you maybe could get two hands up, you know, up in the air. It's sort of this stunning awakening of the most open secret finally being spilled out into the world. Is it going to be a change? I don't know. I think there will be a lot more thoughtfulness around hiring, and that will make a big difference. Because if you're powerless, you have to find a woman in power to be able to go talk to if you want to see any change. And I think we've seen time and again, whether it was at Fox News, at the Weinstein Company, you know, you do the right thing, you're a good corporate citizen, you go tell HR, and what does HR do? Nothing. And that's where women can get just stymied in the system, and you end up feeling like you're in the matrix and, you know, not living a real or ethical life.
Janice Min used to be the editor of The Hollywood Reporter. She is now a part owner of that publication. Janice, thanks very much.
Thanks, Kai.